Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2500 with a release date of Friday, September 26, 2025 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A California club helps hams replace wildfire losses. The Sable Island De-Expedition announces its dates. And our special report about a nationwide push to gain federal protection for U.S. ham radio antennas. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2500 marks nearly 50 years of ARN bringing you the stories behind the headlines.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
We begin this week with a special report. Hams are raising their voices in this latest and perhaps largest effort to date to get a law passed in Washington, D.C. to exempt their antennas from restrictions imposed by homeowner associations and restrictive covenants. There is a lot at stake as lawmakers consider, once again, the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has this report.
Momentum has been gathering among amateur radio clubs, advocates, and influencers to muster vocal support for two measures that would remove restrictions placed on ham radio antennas by a growing number of homeowner associations around the U.S. At the helm of the grassroots campaign is the ARRL, the National Amateur Radio Association, which formally kicked off the nationwide push on the 17th of September to bolster the chances of passage, at long last, this year. The bills were introduced earlier this year in both the Senate and the House of Representatives. Previous versions have died in other sessions. Through the years, opponents of such measures have declared that these restrictions are vital to preserving the value of homeowners' investments in their properties and retaining the aesthetics of a community. Amateurs maintain they are seeking the same consideration given to TV antennas and satellite dishes under a federal law known as the Over-the-Air Reception Devices Rule, protecting TV, broadband, and direct satellite reception. The measures before Congress would enable hams to provide life-saving communications if disaster should strike. In the meantime, many hams have resorted to attic installations, stealth antennas, and other compromises. The measure introduces H.R. 1094 and S-459 are the latest versions under consideration. The Texas Ham Political Action Committee is working with the ARRL to provide amateurs access with pre-written letters addressed to lawmakers representing each region. The website generates the messages and delivers them electronically. ARRL newsletters, club websites, social media platforms, and blogs have been directing hams to the online tool and urging them to respond. The Texas Ham PAC says on its site, quote, "This site and the services is provided as a donation to the ARRL and its legislative program by the Texas Ham PAC," end quote. You can find a link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. Influencers taking on high-profile advocacy roles include Thomas Witherspoon, K4SWL, who hosts the well-read QRPer website for low-power and portable ops. Noting that his home in Western North Carolina is not in an HOA, Thomas said this is everyone's battle regardless. He wrote that even in the midst of what he called an apocalyptic communication failure during Hurricane Helene last year, his modest home antenna was able to connect his family to a life-saving repeater on Mount Mitchell, letting him talk to emergency nets and local EOCs. Thomas wrote, quote, "Even if, like me, you're a low-profile ham who doesn't live in an HOA or restrictive community, there's a real reason we should all have the right to install even modest antennas at home," end quote. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
No, you can't always predict the weather, but you can stay ahead of any major changes by listening to the radio. And that's just what one ham club in Kentucky is helping local residents learn to do. Jen DeSalvo, W9TXJ, picks up the story from here.
Autumn weather can be very tricky in the part of Kentucky that the Princeton Ham Radio Club, W4KBL, calls home. Area residents who rely on weather radios, the ones that receive alerts and warnings from the National Weather Service, often say those receivers can be tricky too. Sam Gray, KJ4TYE, the club's vice president and weather coordinator, said that's what's inspired members to host a weather radio session recently. They showed local residents how to program their radios properly so they don't miss relevant weather watches and warnings in and around Caldwell County. Sam told Newsline in an email, quote, "I have heard many people complain about the weather radio going all the time for counties not close to them," end quote. He said those radios ultimately get unplugged and put into storage. When a disaster strikes, they have no warnings. That changed on Saturday, the 20th of September, when club members greeted radio owners inside the EOC to demonstrate how to properly program those radios so they receive alerts relevant to their specific county. Sam said the club, which is heavily involved in weather spotting, knows the value of these kinds of alerts, but also knows that radios, like many products these days, don't necessarily come with clear programming instructions in the box. Sam said he encourages other clubs to reach out in their own communities to people confounded by the programming instructions and help them to receive the right reports. He said, quote, "Receiving alerts and warnings is key to preparing and survival." This is Jen DeSalvo, W9TXJ.
A dozen major manufacturers of amateur radio equipment have just received a special request from AMSAT Sweden on behalf of satellite fans everywhere. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, tells us what they're looking for.
Satellite enthusiasts in Sweden are calling on a dozen makers of Japanese and Chinese handheld transceivers to produce radios that have full duplex FM capabilities, enabling users to copy their own downlink while transmitting. In an open letter to the various companies such as Anytone, Kenwood, TYT, Yaesu and Alinco, AMSAT SM said hams are seeking equipment that would permit an operator to transmit and receive at the same time on different bands without any desensing. According to an AMSAT News Service report, an older Kenwood model had that ability, but it has been discontinued and nothing is on the market to replace it. The letter was signed by Lars Thunberg, Sierra Mike Zero Tango Golf Uniform, a copy of it posted on the AMSAT SM website. The AMSAT News Service report said that a handful of the dozen companies responded, and one company, which was not identified, said they were discussing the request. There were no other details available. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
The nightmare of last January's wildfires are still burned quite literally into the memories of those in Altadena and the Pacific Palisades who suffered overwhelming personal loss. Ham radio operators in the region, however, are helping other hams restore their shacks and the safety net of communication they provided at the time. Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, explains.
Rebuilding doesn't always call for brick, mortar, wood, or steel. Hams in the San Fernando Valley Amateur Radio Club, W6SD, are using antennas, coax, power supplies, spare HTs, and base station radios instead. These pieces of vital equipment and others are being donated along with funds to help amateurs in the region refurbish the shacks that kept communication lines open during the Eaton and Palisades fires last winter, the same fires that ultimately destroyed the stations themselves. Club President Richard Frankie, N6NCW, told the Los Angeles Times that the hams see the donations and loans as tools to repair the communication safety net so devastated last winter. He's been a part of the club and the community for nearly 50 years and knows that ham radio is about passing along the support so freely given through mentorship, loans, or outright gifts. According to the LA Times article, hams in the region who are still in need of equipment or assistance with their stations can contact the club through their Facebook page or website. The club is, of course, also offering mentorship and training for anyone wanting to join them on the air. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6 ITB.
As Newsline marks newscast number 2,500, we extend congratulations across the pond to our colleagues at GB2RS, News Service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Congratulations for marking 70 years of delivering amateur radio news in the UK as of September 25th. Time for you to identify your station. We are the amateur radio newsline heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the AA7WI repeater in Tucson, Arizona, on Fridays at 7 p.m. local time. De-expeditioners are preparing for next year's trip to Sable Island, and they finally have a date. Travis Lisk, N3ILS, tells us exactly when it's all happening.
The Sable Island CY0S team has announced that their de-expedition has been scheduled for March 19th through to either the 30th or 31st of next year. The operation received its approval this past spring from parks officials in Canada, but the dates in March were not set at the time. The group said that it has been fundraising to cover the higher costs of flights between Halifax, Nova Scotia, and the island, a significant increase, they said, since the 2023 de-expedition. The island is about 300 kilometers or 186 miles east of Halifax. The treeless and windy island, best known for its population of wild horses, is expected to pose a number of challenges during the expedition. The team leaders will be Murray WA4DAN and Glenn W0GJ. Operators will be joined by a number of members of last year's CY9C de-expedition to St. Paul Island, also off the coast of Nova Scotia. This is Travis Lisk and 3ILS.
The UK regulator has proposed changes in the way licenses are granted to certain satellites. We learn from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Ofcom is hoping to improve the licensing procedures that were introduced in 2021, covering non-geostationary satellite orbit systems used by businesses, individuals, and other entities, particularly in remote areas. The regulator opened a consultation earlier this month and is seeking comments up to the 18th of November. Having issued 8 such network and 9 gateway licenses for these systems, Ofcom believes it is time to work towards a swifter decision-making process while minimising the administrative burden on system operators. Ofcom is also looking at enabling the gateways to connect to a broader range of satellite services using both the Q and V bands. The regulator intends to publish its decision early next year. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the world of DX, Casimir DL2SBY is on the air as S79/DL2SBY from the Seychelles between the 28th of September and the 12th of October. Listen for him on the HF bands and on 6 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Gerben PG5M will be on the air as A52G from Bhutan using CW and some FT8 on 40 through 10 meters. Listen for Gerben from the 3rd through the 9th of October. QSL via home call, LOTW, or club log OQRS. Marking the 50th anniversary of the independence of Angola, a team of operators using the call sign D2A will be on the air from Ia do Mosolo, a peninsula of Luanda, between the 17th and 28th of October. They will be calling QRZ on 160 to 6 meters using CWSSB, RIDI, and other digital modes. QSL via EA7FTR. The Student Amateur Radio Club, LZ1KDP of the Technical University in Sofia, Bulgaria, is on the air with special event call sign LZ80TUS through the 24th of December. The students are celebrating the university's 80th anniversary. QSL via LZ2JE. Listen for Peter PC3M Martin PA3EYC. Timon, PA3GRM, Mariet, PA4UUS, and Gert, PA2LO, calling QRZ as C5Y from the Gambia from the 23rd to the 29th of October. They will also participate in the CQWWDX SSB contest. The team will operate primarily CW and SSB with occasional use of FT8/FT4. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Our final story this week is a love story, the tale of how one radio amateur with a broken heart is taking steps. 3 miles worth of steps to keep so many others' hearts healthy. Here's Jim Davis, W2JKD, with his story.
When it comes to making a big effort, Eddie Mashevich, KB3YRU, is putting his heart into this one. He's one of the crowd of many who are stepping off on the 4th of October near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for the American Heart Association Heart Walk. While Eddie's fellow club members in the Skyview Amateur Radio Society, K3MJW, will be on the air as special event station K3H, Kilo 3 Heart, Eddie and his team of hams will be putting their best feet forward in memory of his wife of 28 years, Connie Mashevich, K3 KB3YYC, who became a silent key last March as a result of congenital heart disease. She was known throughout Skywarn as a devoted storm spotter and county net control station. She was also a familiar voice with the Breeze Shooters of Western Pennsylvania Club, which encourages activity on 10 meters. To Eddie, the three-mile walk he's taking to honor his late wife is the walk of a lifetime. It's also his way to channel his grief into something positive through a public heart health awareness campaign, with other hams joining him on the trek. The American Heart Association has designated the event to celebrate survivors of heart disease and stroke. Meanwhile, Eddie has also joined another team, a team of lifesavers, to ensure there can be plenty more survivors in the years to come. He recently became an American Heart Association certified CPR instructor. He told Newsline, it's the right thing to do. He's sure of it in his heart. See a link to the walk website in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD.
What? You haven't sent in your ham radio haiku yet? Help is on the way. Visit our website at arnewsline.org, and as you compose your ode to your favorite online activity, we will help you use the correct number of syllables to make an authentic haiku. Submit your work, and then sit back and wait to hear whether you are the winner of this week's challenge. The winner gets a shout-out on our website, where everyone can find the winning haiku. With thanks to Amateur News Daily, American Heart Association, AMSAT News Service, ARRL, David Bihar, K7DB, Eddie Mushevich, KB3YRU, DX News, 425 DX Bulletin, FCC, Los Angeles Times, Ofcom, Sable Islands D-Expedition website, Samuel Gray, KJ4TYE, shortwaveradio.de, Texas Hampack, Wireless Institute of Australia, YouTube, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscasts, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB, in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.